This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today visited the world's highest battlefield, Siachen, to carry out a first-hand assessment of the security situation. He interacted with the soldiers deployed in the extreme weather and tough terrain conditions. Addressing the soldiers, Mr. Singh lauded their contributions in protecting the motherland with valour and determination in extreme conditions. He said nation will remain forever indebted to the armed forces personnel, as due to their sacrifices, every citizen feels safe. He said their contributions will forever be an inspiration for the future generations. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the Civil Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu and Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramanyam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakraborty and singer Usha Uthup will receive the Padma Bhushan Awards. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel, and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Nayak. With only 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls, top leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase on the coming Friday. Today is the last date of a withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of next month. All 26 parliamentary seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh will go to polls in this phase. Besides, 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. In Manipur, the re-polling at 11 polling stations spread across Imphal East and Imphal West districts under Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency is going on smoothly. The poll percentage till 11 a.m. is 37.54%. The returning officer of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency reported that incidents of violence, riots and proxy voting were reported in these 11 polling stations during the voting on 19th of April in the first phase polls of Lok Sabha election 2024 and requested for re-polling. Accordingly, the Election Commission of India directed re-polling at these polling stations today from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Arunachal Pradesh, fresh polls will be held in 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies on Wednesday this week for parliamentary and assembly elections. The Election Commission of India has declared the polling held on 19th of this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections as void and fixed a new day for fresh polls. In view of the forecast of above-normal maximum temperatures and heat waves in certain parts of the country, the Election Commission held a meeting with different stakeholders in New Delhi. The meeting discussed measures to mitigate the risk due to heat waves. The officers from Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, National Disaster Management Authority and Health Ministry are attending the meeting. University Grants Commission, or UGC, has announced that the 4-year bachelor's degree holders can now directly appear for NET and pursue PhD in any subject. The candidate should have a minimum of 75% marks in aggregate or its equivalent grade on a point scale, wherever the grading system is followed. In chess, 17-year-old Indian prodigy D. Gukesh made history as the youngest ever player to win the FIDE Candidates Tournament in Toronto. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians in Jaipur today at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.